Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right, 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good.
Hello and welcome to Movie Phone. Remember that? Hello and welcome to Movie Phone. Remember that?
I loved Movie Phone. Oh my God. Back when we used to see movies in a theater.
How about that?
Oh.
But it was so exciting to call because it was a phone call and it was like, hello and welcome to Movie Phone. And you're like, okay, it's exciting to hear the times and all the different movies that are out there and where they're playing.
And then you knew if they were sold out, 7:30 showing of.
I was just in the car with the kids the other day and I said, because they're like, what's the 411? And it's like, you know, because they know the lingo. But I said, do you know what that means? And they're like, no. I'm like, do you know what 411 is? They had no idea.
No clue. So
to explain. And I was tripping out. It's like, we used to call 411 and it was information.
Well,
like, can you get me the number to...
I was going to post this picture of me singing at the lighthouse when I was like 16.
Oh my gosh.
And I have a pager.
You do.
And I was like, oh my God, 143.
Yeah.
Or like one, there was all kinds of different numbers. There was a...
Yeah, there was like 187.
18... Well,
that's like gonna kill you. 143.
143. I think there was like 121, which was like, you know, what's up?
Or right. Something. Then there was 411. It's like, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, what's the info? What are we doing?
What's the plan?
Right. And then you could spell boobs. Remember that?
what was it?
Do you remember
like,
the numbers?
Wait, what
Dan?
Was it? 8.
It was 8008, and then turn it upside down or something. Yeah. 5. Oh, the S, that's right.
Oh, pagers were so cool. I want to bring the pager back. I think it would be great for everyone's mental health.
Probably.
I think we should all have pagers.
Yeah, get rid of the cell phone.
Get rid of the cell phone.
And bring back pay phones. Like pulling over to the side of the road. I mean.
Oh, my God.
Brian had a phone service. His pager, when you called his pager, he had a woman answering the phone. And it was, she goes,
how could he afford?
I have no idea, but it was
where
this person.
On earth?
It was some sort of service and he could tell her how to answer it. So you'd call the pager and some woman who probably hated her job was like,
Brian's pager, chilling. That's what he made her say. Brian's pager, chilling, just totally hating it.
Oh, no.
And then you tell her what to say, and then she would text or send it to Brian's pager.
Did pagers have texting on it?
Sometimes you could scroll on, couldn't you?
Maybe the next iteration of the pager had like a version of texting.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You can reply.
I just remember numbers. I remember I had a hot pink pager.
Yeah, that's kind of like see-through-ish. Yeah, those ones.
The see-through hot pink pager.
I think they're Panasonics.
I was so cool with my hot pink pager.
Yeah, I know.
Until Sarah Foster was like, Sarah's like, maybe you should stop shopping at the Gap.
Is that what she said?
I'll never forget it. I was like, what's wrong with the Gap? I would wear like matching boxers and like t-shirts.
Oh my God, the boxer game.
Yeah, boxers and t-shirts.
Yeah.
The pocket tee.
Yep.
Oliver, I'm glad we haven't talked in a while.
I know.
We haven't had a catch up.
I know. And you had the night of your whole life.
Oh my God, I had the biggest week ever.
Your whole life. Even bigger than Ryan being born. I mean, honestly, it's probably bigger than that.
Shut up.
I mean, honestly, it's up there.
Well, it definitely is up there with a like bucket list moment, but also just like a very, I'm not a fan of the word cathartic, but like profoundly cathartic week of my life.
Yeah.
Which all sort of is like over 2.5 years of work culminated into these like 2 days.
Yeah.
Really like 8 days of this rush to rehearse a show and then mix and master my album.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the same day was the show and the end of all of our mixing, which felt like, I can't even explain it. I felt as exhausted as I did after having a child.
Right.
Like I literally felt like I needed like 3 days of nothing.
Yeah. To decompress.
Yeah, and I just cried and cried and cried. I couldn't stop crying.
Not after the show.
Like after the show, after the album, the whole thing. I just literally could not stop crying.
Probably feels good.
Oh, it felt so good.
That was so fun.
Did you have fun? You were the only one who's like, I have one criticism. Everyone's like, oh my God. Well, I was like, there's just one thing.
Well, it was awesome. Oh, so fun.
Thanks. It was so great. And
let me ask you a question.
And the single came out and
talk
about love. And it's like,
I'm talking about love.
Getting great response.
I know, but I've been trying to post this thing with the song and I can't buy it. I don't know why.
On iTunes?
Yeah.
You should be able to stream it.
I just can't buy it. But hold on. Okay. An album is a full album. A record is a single. What's the difference between album and record?
No. Yes, it's a single song.
A record is a single.
A record is basically a single.
The album of the year is like the whole body of work.
Album.
And then the record of the year is just
a single.
But it's not song of the year. So those two different things?
No, song of the year is the song writing. Record of the year, this is what Meryl Streep and Mark did on stage.
Oh, really? I didn't watch it.
Because Meryl's whole shtick was like, album of the year. And he's like, no, we're actually doing record of the year. She's like, okay, record album, you know. But record of the year is like, you know, the production and the engineer, the whole thing that puts the single. Yeah, like Flowers, it's her engineer, it's her producers, it's the mixing engineer, the songwriters. The song of the year is the songwriter.
So what if, hold on, but what if I'm...
And then the album of the year is though.
What if I'm talking about a song and I'm going to say, oh God, I love that record. And am I talking about one song?
Yes. I mean,
if I don't want to say I love that song, I'm like, oh, that record is the shit.
I mean, you can say that. And I think that...
People might think I'm talking about the whole album.
Right. Or you can say that track.
I'll just say song.
Record is like, you know, because it's also like the record, you know, it's like you look at a record.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the point of like the single.
Yeah.
Meaning the record is like when you put a single out and you have like a single vinyl and it's just like one song, it's like that's the that's a record, mm-hmm. you know, one song.
And then an EP is multiple songs.
An EP like four or is five basically songs,
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. It's EP is like a.
What does EP stand for? Extra personal.
I don't even know what EP stands
for. What does EP stand for? Danny, you know? EP, executive
maybe,
produced.
No, maybe it's like LP is like a full LP.
There's LP, then an EP.
And an EP is like a half a P. Listen, man. I don't know. Yeah, that's a really good, LP, like, what EP. Is EP? Hold yeah. on real quick.
Extended play is EP.
Extended play.
Right.
That's good.
Okay.
Oliver.
Yeah, we got the ladies in the waiting room.
Yeah, this is kind of fun. I remember the girls when they were really, really, really little.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fun to talk to them. They have a show out called The Family Stallone.
Stallone Family.
The Family Stallone. It's their second season. They've been doing the old reality show. Mm-hmm.
I want
situation.
To I'd crush a reality show.
These girls are absolutely gorgeous. We love their pops. Mm-hmm. He's fun. Our pops loves
Our
their pops,
pops. They did Tango and Cash.
Yeah. And love their mom. I remember Jennifer so well growing up. And
yeah, they lived,
she was
they lived
always
right
so sweet.
The street.
And quite close to my age. So I'm just kidding. No, but their mom's awesome. And I'm excited to talk to them.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, hi, ladies.
What's happening?
How are you guys?
So good. I feel like I haven't seen you in 5,000,000 years.
I honestly am trying to think back of the last time we saw. I must have been.
I remember seeing you at this event with, and my mom told me that she used to babysit you as a kid.
Yes. That's right. I was just saying how awesome your mom is on our little intro and how much I've always loved her.
I love her. She's the best. She speaks so freely of you all the time. She really is over here.
Well, we know your parents really well because we grew up obviously around your pops, but you guys weren't even a thought yet.
Well,
so let's go through this. First of all, I mean, Let's give your names and who's number, like who's the oldest.
Right. And who's the best.
Oh. Sophia.
Right. So go through, do the names, your age and who you think, if you think you're the best.
Oh,
of,
okay.
Of the
you're
three.
Trying to start a fight. I'll tell you.
Yeah, this is going to be a terrible.
No, but just okay. Be honest. Uh-huh. And then after that, say who's the worst.
Oh, okay.
Oliver. I already know what that answer is going to be.
Okay. Ready? Oldest.
Okay. I'm the oldest, Sophia, 27. And I actually do think I'm the best. I think I'm just the nicest, most nurturing one in the group. But I think the worst is I'm feeling kind of antsy today. So I'm going to say Sistine because she's just bothering me a little bit. Like, I
kind of voted yourself the worst today. You've been in a terrible mood.
They were FaceTiming me earlier and both giving me looks at one another because they're like, oh God, she's so annoying. They were literally both doing that. Yeah, I think I'm the best at this point because I'm not in that drama.
Hold on.
That's true.
I'm the middle. I'm 25. My name is Sistine. The best, I'm going to give it to Scarlett. I'm going to give it to Scarlett because she's my little
pocket. The baby.
Ride or die.
The baby is always the best by default anyway.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, how can you just not say, oh, the baby's the best?
I think it's just the sense of me creating so much drama growing up and being such a rascal growing up and then finally getting to an age where I've stopped doing that and I've more been a peacemaker for both of them.
I was also going to vote you the worst, but anyway.
So Scarlett, how old are you, Scarlett?
I'm 21.
So you guys are all in your 20s.
I know. Well, hold on, Scarlett. What happened with the transition from rascal, which, asshole, right? Were you like an asshole? Okay.
I was an asshole growing up. I used to cut my sister's hair when they slept. I used to always bite them. I used to pull a lot of pranks. Like I used to clog every toilet in the house and then flush one so they all exploded.
Oh my God.
Oh, when my dad was on a yogurt diet, I like took all of his yogurt because he was like into the bodybuilding like era. So he was super obsessed with like yogurt.
When has your dad ever not been in his bodybuilding era? I'm just curious.
Yeah, he goes through phases of being addicted to one thing very intensely. Yeah. Like 1 year was all Snapple. All Snapple.
He gets addicted. So this time was like cartons and cartons of yogurt. And I would take all of that yogurt, pour it on the kitchen floor, and then slippy slide down it naked.
Oh my God.
It was like my prime experience.
And then wait a minute. So then what happened? I mean, you're 21. It's not like you've, you know, you're like 38.
She's
like
still doing
it. Yeah. Are you still doing this?
Yeah. I mean, I realized that, you know, slipping down naked in yogurt was not really for me anymore. I thought it was a little immature. So I decided to just kind of grow up.
I'll tell you otherwise. Skrull has a boyfriend now that is a lot calmer than she is. And he kind of supports her. And that's why she thinks she's the calm one, because Christine and I are single. So she's always asking what's wrong with us. We don't have anyone, but
yeah, what is wrong?
So the BS kind of balanced everything out.
Mm-hmm. He really balanced me. He kind of took, because I'm so high up, like I'm very crazy, and he's very calm. So he's definitely just calmed me down. He made me want to settle down. And
that's good.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Ollie.
Yeah. So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and you throw a lot of parties.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really. I mean, you've got your core group of friends.
I do throw a lot of parties.
You do throw a lot of parties.
I love a party.
You need a signature cocktail that's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's also actually nice to have a signature cocktail that's ready to go when you don't have a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just nice to have something in your fridge when you get home from work and you just want a drink.
This is true.
But you know why I like this brand of tequila?
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
Female founded.
Yes. I love a female founded spirit because there aren't that many of us.
I know. And 21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easiest margaritas ever. They're smooth. They're fresh. They taste amazing. And they're not too sweet.
No.
I do not like sweet.
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. And they're infused with real juice.
Yes. I love women. I love supporting women. So.
Two sisters, one friend.
Listen, if you love tequila, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb, and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
So now, question. Whose decision was it to do a reality show? Were you approached to do this, or was this something you guys thought of?
This has been something that has come up a lot in our family since I was like 12.
Yeah.
We actually shot a pilot for a show, I think when I was 14, and we watched the pilot back and we were absolutely mortified. We said, we cannot do this.
Well, we were boring.
We were boring. We were awkward middle schoolers. We didn't know how to be comfortable on camera. The timing was not right. I think what's interesting and alluring about our family is not a lot of people know much about us. They don't know our dynamic. They don't know how funny my dad is. They don't know how goofy my mom is. They just sort of see, you know, these old red carpet pictures. So the idea of doing a reality show kind of came back up. I would say I accidentally purposely sparked that idea. And I was really shocked to find out that everyone was very much on board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that we are, it's true. Your dad, your people don't realize how he's so, I mean, you have kind of obviously what you think that Sly is, but the reality is that he's so crazy smart and really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, so sharp and so witty. And
obsessed with golf.
With golf. And because I think that also the appeal of it was he is the people's person in a way with all of his characters. A lot of them are, you know, they relate to him on a human level. And I think that having this reality show has been really, you know, instrumental in like kind of elaborating that more because he is really personable. He's goofy. He's weird. Yeah. And it's also funny to see this guy that's, you know, supposed to be the badass villain, hero, whatever you can visualize him as a dad for three girls and has a couple kids and a cat named Mabel. It just, it's funny. It's polarizing. So, it's been great. And it's funny because at first I think he was most resistant about it because of course it's new territory. Yeah. Like this is the first time it's been non-scripted, but actually out of all of us, he leans into it.
When
the
a
most.
Camera is on this guy,
he really
loved it.
Dance. Yeah. Like he goes,
he loves it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because I was going to ask that. Was one of my questions was, like, how did you get your dad to do this, being sort of the icon that he is, which almost speaks to what a good dude he is, essentially. Yeah. Meaning, like, I don't give a fuck. I'm an icon. So the fuck what? I'm going to do a cool reality show with my daughters.
Yeah, no, he's definitely reached that point in his career where he doesn't need to do this. He's simply doing it because, I would say two reasons. He loves us, of course. Mm-hmm. Second reason is my mom and him were talking and they were really debating whether they wanted to do the show or not. And my dad said, you know what, Jennifer, our kids moved out. Scarlett goes to college. Sophie and Sistine live in New York. This would be a really good excuse to have them around all the time, like 10, 11 months out of the year. Yeah. And they said, he goes, I'll do anything just to be around my daughter. So we said, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't easy.
Well, not that we don't hang out with them. You're acting like we never see them.
Like, you know, we're so close.
We don't. We're not around them. No, I'm being honest with you. Like, we're not with them 24/7. And I think that when we started shooting the show, we actually spent so much time together. And we never really get to hang out as a family at all. Like, I live in Miami. Again, they live in New York. So this show really brought all of us back together. And it kind of felt like, you know, shooting a little bit of a home video in a way. And I was really nervous to do it at first because I'm very private, and doing it actually like kind of made me step out of my comfort zone completely. But I love having the footage because I can look back on it and be like, when I have kids and a family one day, I will be like, oh my God, let me show you.
Yeah. How do you guys structure it? Meaning Miami, New York, LA, how do you come together and how does that all work?
The shooting's a really hard process because everyone is so far apart from each other. However, you make the dates, you make the times, and we all have to meet up in one location. Like, I'm a full-time college student as well. So I would have to go like in between my classes. I would have to, you know, fly to New York for 2 days, come back. Like, it's a lot of traveling. Like, the show's a huge commitment, and that's why we get to see each other so much as well, is because no matter what we're doing in life, no matter, because we're all on so different paths and we all have a very busy schedule. So we see each other 24/7 now because, well, like, see each other 24/7 in a way where we see each other in like a 3-day span, and then we have to do it again like next week.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's relatable. I mean, because Kate and I, you know, we live 10 minutes from each other. But before we started this podcast, we wouldn't really even hang out or see each other much. She was busy or I was busy or whatever. But having something to do together that is an outlet, that is something that
we get to hang out.
We get to hang out. Yeah. I mean, aside from the success of your show or our podcast, the great benefit from it is us being able to sort of be together and me driving over here right now and hanging out.
We discuss that all the time, actually. We are always plotting, okay, when we have kids, we have to call each other, they get pregnant, and then we have to have houses next to each other. Like, my mom always said, first, you're best friends. And I really do believe that. I don't know what I would do without these two maniacs in my life.
Yeah.
But it's so important, I think, to stay close. And it's hard when you see, like, a lot of siblings aren't that close. So it's refreshing to see that you guys still have that dynamic or always had that dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all super close. What would you say the dynamic is between the three of you?
Yeah.
Sophia will probably describe herself as like mother hen. She's like high strung. She knows what she's want. She's Virgo mentality. She very much goes by
your face made it. You just made a face. Come on,
you're high strung.
You are
high strung.
Your voice just went up 10 octaves. You are high strung. She's very much like orderly. If it's her way, it's no way. And then Scarlett is like, I like to call her the Tasmanian devil in like the most endearing way ever. Cause she's spontaneous. She's unexpected, but she brings so much fun and life and humor into our life.
Yeah, but what I think it's interesting is that
you're gonna describe.
No, I am. I'm saying with Sistine because she is pretty much both of us. So Sistine's really, you know, close with Scarlett and I, because I'm the oldest and she's the youngest. It is a different dynamic. I think
it's always been like growing up. Sophia and I were. Sophia was like, since she's so motherly and since she's always been like that. And I was the youngest. She loved to mother me as a kid, and I hated following directions. I love doing the opposite of what my whole family said. Like, I would always break curfew. I would always be like the wild child. So Sophia wanted that hold on me as well. And I always get so mad. I'm like, you're not my mom as a kid.
I'm okay. Sistine's good at balancing between the both of us. I mean, we were all close, but Sistine is pretty much the mediator. Like, she's best friends with Scarlett in that way because she can relate to that crazy side. And then she relates to me in other ways. So
she was like the second Tasmanian devil relationship.
Yes, she is. Sure. I
know. You are like that. That's but just
Scarlett.
You.
The difference is you get caught and I don't.
You're very good. That's child syndrome, though.
Oh,
right.
Babies can get away with anything. Anyway.
Babies can get away with everything. Yeah. You two, you guys gotta shut up. The only one that got the most shit in the family was me. I got to do nothing growing up. And then all of a sudden.
Why? Because they tested everything on you first then they got lenient, right?
They were very, my parents were
well, it was the opposite
strict.
They were strict.
Very strict.
So strict.
By the time Scarlett got into high school, all the rules went out the door, but it was curfew at 10 p.m. and my dad would stay up. He would literally. I would always say, like, I'd see him in his bathroom with the light on. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's 10:05. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, no boyfriends, no dating until we were almost 18. We couldn't drive until we were 18.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Wow. He's crazier than I am.
No, by the way, if this describes the three of us, Sophia and I never got a detention in our life.
Yeah.
I've gone probably 15 detentions in high school. Sophia and Sistine got a award for being like great students, and my mom goes, "You are the first to not get it."
Wow.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Ollie.
Yeah. So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and you throw a lot of parties.
Yeah.
You don't really. I mean, you've got your core group of friends.
I do throw a lot of
you
parties.
You do throw a lot of parties.
I love a party.
You need a signature cocktail that's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's also actually nice to have a signature cocktail that's ready to go when you don't have a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just nice to have something in your fridge and you get home from work and you just want a drink.
This is true.
But you know why I like this brand of tequila?
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
Female founded.
Yes. I love a female founded spirit because there aren't that many of us.
I know. And 21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easiest margaritas ever. They're smooth. They're fresh. They taste amazing. And they're not too sweet.
No.
I do not like sweet.
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. And they're infused with real juice.
Yes. I love women. I love supporting women. So.
Two sisters, one friend.
Listen, if you love tequila, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you find that when the cameras are on, that you are nicer to each other, or that you get a little bit more heightened?
You can't help but be somewhat performative, even if it's authentic, like it's just natural.
I think season one, it was such a shock having a crew of 15 people in your kitchen before you had coffee, and then cameras in your room every day. Mm-hmm. And we were almost just a little bit shell-shocked. And so it was very natural for our shoulders to go up. And I think we tried to be perfect and say the right thing all the time and look perfect all the time.
Like whenever I cuss, I go, oh my, oh God. And I'm a sailor when it comes to cussing.
We just finished filming season two. And at that point, I mean, all hell broke loose. We stopped caring. We just were completely ourselves. And that's why I think people are going to really enjoy this more authentic version of ourselves.
Very funny.
It did take some practice. My dad actually said, at one point halfway through filming the first season, he goes, you know, it's dangerous filming this show when we don't even recognize or we don't even acknowledge that there are people with cameras in here anymore.
Right. When you kind of forget that they're there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Like the first time shooting was really difficult. It was.
But it's so. Yeah. It's so interesting because, you know, obviously your dad's been in the business for 1,000 years, but doing a reality show where you have to just be natural on camera. Like, did he take even adjustment for him where he's just like, wait a minute, what the fuck is this? Like, is there any lines or what are you just going
to
film?
You know what he kept doing? He kept looking into the camera and start talking to the camera. Every scene he would go, that's what I'm saying. And we go, you're not allowed to do that.
I know. It's like, don't break fourth wall. You're not supposed to break fourth wall. You're supposed to act like they're not there. And it just kind of
he did say shooting a reality show was almost as hard as shooting a normal movie because you have to think of things on the spot. And not that he isn't like good at that, but he's like, I didn't realize how frequent, you know, you're shooting not just for 20 minutes, you're shooting for an hour straight of conversation and it has to be entertaining for a full hour. And so he was like, that was a very, very big adjustment, I think, for all of us. But for him, he thought, wow.
I mean, it's like, you know, you got to sort of improv to then get you into a real moment, essentially, you know, because you have to create something.
We would be so bad at
it.
That's not true.
I'd be terrible. Good.
No, because after a while you'd be like, I don't have the energy for this. We just like be sitting watching television. I'd literally be like, guys, I can't, I don't have it in me. No, like, but I'm just gonna watch the news.
I know, but correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Like, you have to create and put yourself in scenarios and circumstances that are going to bring on conversation, meaning it's you're not just gonna like hang on your living room. It's like, oh, we're gonna go to blah 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 today, like an activity of some kind.
Could you imagine if like we had a reality show over this Christmas?
Oh my god.
We would have won reality show.
Oh my god.
We have these moments where now we go, oh my god, if anyone put a camera on us, this would be
I know. I couldn't even imagine. It's like, also, I guess my thing is once you do it, right, you kind of give that away. The producers are going to come up with what they're going to come up with, and you can't Can your dad approve any of it?
Yeah, must.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's not saying creatives. He's not here saying put me in anything. He's saying this is what's going on in my life. Yeah. And you're gonna film that.
And what's so great about Sly is he has such a cinematic eye with everything. And even with this reality show, I've never seen a show taped in such a kind of gorgeous way. Like he's constantly talking to the editor, he's talking to the cameraman, and he's giving them notes, and then they do his notes, and it just becomes this beautiful whole movie, like you guys described.
Yeah.
So he really does add like a really special flair to it. Mm-hmm.
But what about final cut stuff, you know? Because obviously in editing, they can create storylines, make you look one way when you didn't do that. And, you know, I mean, given sort of the pedigree, I would assume that you have to approve what's going on the air.
Of course. Oddly enough, we don't take out that much. The only things, if anything, is things that could be like misconstrued in like a very minor way. We just we get like hyper focused on like those things, but truly like a lot of the stuff is more mapped out exactly how we want to shoot, like what storylines each of us have, and then we'll put us into situations. So it's more that, but like final edit, it's little things here and there, but overall it's pretty much like been smooth sailing.
That's good.
How is your mama with is she open and good with all of this, or is
she's really good?
So good. I was actually surprised how natural she was, because she has such a like fun and crazy personality, and then as the camera shooter they show it, like she gives it her all. She always said that she's like the worst actress or anything, so that just shows like how completely natural she is and just genuine to herself.
She's the glue for the show, for sure. She is
really
show. Yeah, the only reason that we haven't lost our mind is because my mom has kept it sane, and also, but she's so cute. She gets super, super nervous. I will say that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like on shoot days, she's kind of like, oh, shit, she's here
like,
we go.
Oh, like my hair looks flat. And I'm like, you couldn't even look ugly if you got hit by the bus. You would still look pretty. Like this woman can do no wrong. So she really is like the most special secret addition. Like,
I don't
realize watching the show back how much, you know, she impacts it.
Yeah.
I think we should create a storyline where I'm doing an autograph signing at some shitty mall, and you girls are so excited to come get my autograph.
I like it. Oh, that's great, Oliver. What a great pitch.
The producers go,
final cut. That is perfect.
And then your dad's like, who is this fucking guy?
He comes and he's like, I'm your biggest fan.
Right.
I bet he knows you're a scratch golfer.
Yeah, well, he was at Mountain Gate. I don't know if he's up there anymore, but he used to play up there all the time. I used to see him up there all the time.
Yeah, he misses it.
Yeah, he does. And that was two things he taught us. He said, there are only two things I want my daughters to know in life, how to swing a golf club and how to shot put. And that was it.
Shot put?
Shot put was a little
bit. All of us were really, really good in high school with like any sport.
Wait a minute, why the shot put?
Very athletic growing up.
I don't know.
Again, shot put was one of those things as we were growing up that he was hyper fixated on. Every YouTube video in his history was shot putters, and every day before
school.
Every day before school for like 3 years, we would have to shot.
When I say we do the spins, we do the kickbacks, we don't. And we compete.
That's not a great hobby.
We did it in the
back. You had a net. So you had like a net, and you just do like a.
We had like medicine balls. We had these bright orange medicine balls.
We would measure with like a tape, see how far, if we like improved or not. Mm-hmm.
I bet it's because of rotation and how important that is. Did he make you do it both sides?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I bet that's why. I bet he's like, it's strength and the rotation.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, because it's all the power from your core and your legs and your core.
Yeah, but just
do
some like bicycles.
No, it's different because you got to rotate and everything. I do think that helps.
Well, same with golf. I mean.
You're onto something.
I think it is. I think it has to do with power and like leg into your core, into the.
Yeah, it definitely helps the golf play.
Yeah, it's a full body.
Wait, Sistine actually broke the record in our high school, right? Was it high school or middle school?
I did.
Well, he wanted us, he taught us everything. He taught us how to throw a baseball, how to throw a punch, how to golf, how to play pool, how to swim, how to, like, he wanted us to be the most active kids for some reason.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
So it sounds like he was really present.
Yeah. He was. My mom was present. When my dad was present, this is when he was not working. Because he would, when we grew up, the shoot dates were pretty crazy. He'd be in Bulgaria for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, she attended, we were all crazy athletes in high school. We did every sport. My mom would show up to every, she would literally with a flu, and she would be watching every single one of my basketball games. And when it comes to driving to school, she's there 24/7. She doesn't care if she came back from a work trip of it after a day. She's driving. She would get mad at me if I didn't let her drive me to school.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
She didn't want us to get our license.
That's so great. And do you guys like explore dating on the show? I know you have a boyfriend, but like, yeah, do you guys date dudes on the show?
Oh yeah, that all season two, like there's a lot of that. I'm showing my boyfriend for the first time on season two. He's in it a lot, which was a very weird experience for me.
What was it like for him?
He was okay. I was surprised because he was honestly so good. But the first time he was telling me personally, he goes, this is, I've never been in this kind of, you know, lifestyle where there's, you know, I come to see your home for the first time in Los Angeles. He goes, I'm seeing your home for the first time and there's 90 cameras around me and lighting and this, and I'm getting mic'd before I even see your parents. And like, it was so weird for him. But then after a couple of takes, he actually started getting like very, he started showing his personality and he was so into it.
That's love. That's love.
That's cute.
Our boyfriend didn't want to do it last
year. Our ex still said bye.
They said bye.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, it was like our biggest fight between
It was pretty bad. And they were best friends. So it was a disaster all around. But I will say, season two, the producers definitely said, you gave us nothing season one about your dating life. We are going to exploit you season two. And season two is a lot of dating for me. A lot of kissing frog.
Do they come on the show?
Oh yeah.
So could you? Isn't that so weird?
So weird.
You actually like go on a date on the show.
Well, here's what's weird. I would like to say that I'm a pretty good dater. I'm good with date conversation. I'm not good at date conversation when there's a film crew around me. I feel like the stakes just got lifted so much. I was so nervous.
Right.
Now everyone's seeing me like try to put some riz on this guy and try to flirt. It was so embarrassing. But, yeah. I think I did okay.
Oh my gosh. And I guess you didn't find love.
No, yeah, I'm still single if you're wondering. Yeah.
Right.
Very much. You're still looking. Anyone single for her?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is so fun. I mean, I just love that this is bringing you guys
together.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's the important part. And I love that your dad is doing it because he's like, fuck, I get to see my girls. I mean,
100%. We're so close anyway, and we never want to do anything or bring any sort of job into our life that doesn't add value or make it worth it to us. So this show has been doing exactly that. If at any point it was going to cause a strain on our relationship as a family, I mean, none of us, we'd all walk away.
Yeah.
We all made an agreement before.
You did.
Yeah. We all were like, if we were all sitting at the dinner table and we were all discussing it, and we go, if this actually causes like pure drama and that divides our family more, then we're not going to do it.
Have you come close to that at all? Like where it was like, oh shit, like this is
No, there's never been a time like that. There's been like overwhelming situations where like one of us is like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But then at the end of the day, we all just stuck together. It's kind of more of a mutual group.
I think all of us can unanimously agree that shooting has been probably one of the most taxing things we've done, because we're not shooting for 3 months. We do shoot for like 9 months straight. And you don't really do anything else. You're constantly traveling just back and forth, and we're shooting a ton. And I think that's the only thing, is that we can really balance our lives with like shooting as well. So that's been our only, probably, you know, are we wanting to do this again? Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's been fun. Our mental health and stuff, it's been good. Yeah.
That's so great. It's so fun. It's so interesting how different today is. And, you know, the fact that your dad is would even entertain a reality show is so surprising to me, because he's done such amazing work in his life and still continues to. It's like to do a reality show, you know, as your dad probably would say, like if you did that 20 years ago or 15 years ago, if he did something like that, it would be considered like the end of someone's career. Like when I first started acting, and I'm, you know, obviously your dad could be my dad, but like, when I started acting, you couldn't do a commercial mm-hmm. or else they'd be like, mm-hmm. her career's over.
Oh, that's wild.
Oh yeah. No, it was like, you're either an actor and that's what you do. And forget it's very specific.
You couldn't do TV. If you're a movie, actor and you're doing TV, they're like, oh, okay. I mean, no, obviously.
I never knew that. I didn't know that was considered.
Like, yeah, no.
Now, there were no streamers. There was no good TV. Mm-hmm. It was like CBS, NBC, ABC. You know what I mean?
Well, there was good TV. It was just sitcom.
Well, meaning, meaning like no, TV no, that we
right. like. Not like the 1 hour single camera.
Right,
drama,
right, right. Where there's, you know, you can say and do anything you want.
Yeah,
right?
There was no crossover.
So many like different kinds of famous nowadays. I feel like if you want to act, you're also going to model, you're also going to be a streamer on Twitch, like you're going to do like so many things even mm-hmm. with social media. So in today's like society, you'll see like a actor, but they're also doing like five different things, like running their own business and doing their own clothing brand, like
this one. And they're literally describing music, clothing, acting.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's hard to get out of that mentality.
Definitely.
So like for your dad to actually be so open to doing something mm-hmm. like that is so cool. I mean,
it's kind of great.
It's really like, you know, giving you guys also an opportunity for people to really get to, like you were saying, get to know you.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say like you pretty much took the words out of his mouth. I think it was a huge mental shift that he had to understand. Okay, yes, at that time, doing a reality show would be considered like the end of someone's career, the decline of someone's career. But one day he kind of just like woke up and said, you know what? I feel like I'm peaking right now in my career. I feel like I've only had good opportunities. He still works so much.
Mm-hmm.
With all these businesses that he's starting, he goes, my family's amazing. Everyone's happy. Everyone's healthy. He goes, why not show it at like the height of my career? Like, so he really is changing, I think, what reality
and
honestly, no one cares anymore.
No one gives a shit. And he's doing
so. That's at the end of the day, it's sort of like the pretentiousness around mm-hmm. you're only like, you know, going to be in movies and behind the curtain. That the curtain, it's been lifted.
Well, I think Sly is maybe going to become addicted to reality TV. he's gonna do Dancing with the Stars next.
Well, he watches Dance with the Stars. He watches The Bachelor. He watches The
Bachelor. He loves that.
I'm sure.
He watches Salt Lake City Housewives. Like
really?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you have to. It is.
Is it so good? There's only so many shows you can watch.
How's
at once.
The new Bachelor? Have you watched it?
Oh, you like him.
That's fine.
There's too many people to keep track of. Salt Lake City, though, I'm telling you, just watch the season.
Really?
Biggest plot twist I've ever seen on TV in my life.
And Vanderpump Rules is coming back, and I am on the edge of my
Never mind. Got into the pumps. I never got into the pumps. Now, answer honestly. Do you like the fame? Do you like being famous? Do you like being recognized? Honest.
I don't feel any different.
Oliver, what a question.
That's a good question.
That's deep. You know, I'm like Larry King.
Yeah, it's very true.
That's who you decided to be?
Yeah, Larry King.
Okay, Ollie.
So do you or no?
I actually like this question. Yeah. Because it's not like a bad question.
It's not a bad thing. By the way, it's not a bad thing to like being famous
either.
It's
not a negative thing. Like, to be famous can be really fun. The question is, do you like it or do you, is it something you enjoy?
Or really likes or doesn't like it.
Yeah, or you don't like it.
I'm going to be honest. I have been saying since I was 12 that I wanted to be famous. Like, I just, in my head, think I'm a superstar for no reason. It's like a blessing in disguise with being out there publicly for the first time really now. We haven't gotten any negative backlash. Like I don't see any people dissing me in my Instagram comments. So it's been so far.
Well, who cares if they do anyway? Let's start with that.
I've never looked at comments. I can't do that.
Of course. But we've never even
Because like, there
that.
Will be. There always will be.
Not with me.
You know, they love to build you up to tear you down. It's like the way it's always works.
I've never had a bad comment. I swear to God, I have 1.1 million followers. I have not had one person say anything bad about me.
Only me.
Only Kate. That's true. Like, Oliver, like, what are you doing? Gross. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I think for me personally, it's different. Like, I think I like the fame when I get to connect with people and they say, oh, like, I love your podcast or I love your show. And it makes me happy. I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, makes me good. But I have this huge fear that this fame is going to really ruin my personal life with, like, marriage or dating or whatever it is, because it does get invasive. Like, a lot of people don't treat us the same as, you know, I would say 10 years when I was in college, I wasn't famous. Like, people knew my dad, but it wasn't me. And so it was a lot easier to connect to people. And so today it's pretty different because it's almost like they put a filter on me and initially got me actually.
I can't even tell you guys the amount of dates we've been on where they were just pretending to like us.
Oh my God. So many.
Oh my God. I mean, I had a major fear of all of that growing up.
Yeah.
I never wanted anyone to know who my parents were, who my mother was, especially. I didn't want anyone to know because I was so nervous that they were not going to like me for who I was, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I tried to avoid all that.
Yeah.
And I still kind of do try to. I don't never like start with it. And if they don't, I go, thank God, let me just like, I'll.
Yeah. Your last name is kind of a giveaway.
I know.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Like, mine's Hudson.
We got lucky.
You know.
Well, see, that's the thing. We don't have like the leg to, you know, disguise, but.
It's a little known, slightly.
I think it's also a really different time, a different generation. I mean, you know, when. I think that there's a lot more like acceptance into the kids of, you know, they like to see who the people that they, you know, that they've known and that they've loved and their kids and how they raised them and what they ended up like. It's like, you know, I guess it'll happen whether you want it to or not, kind of, I guess. So like you're just leaning into it, you know?
Yeah.
I think when it comes to bullshit monitor, it's like, for me, I always felt like I knew it so well because I could see it with people, with my parents. Like, I could watch. It always drove me crazy.
You've grown up seeing that, and
yeah, you can tell when people aren't real, and like being more of a witness as I was younger, like watching it, I was always like, oh, that person wants something from one of my parents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like, it drove me nuts. Mm-hmm. So my personal bullshit monitor is like very strong.
Yeah. Well, we grew up super, my mom really raised us to be like as humble as possible, give us a very normal lifestyle, going to high school and college and doing that kind of stuff. Like, she never really put us in the public eye strongly. So I didn't really get the bullshit monitor until I actually went to college, and then I had started filming the show and started gaining a little bit more fame. Like, I started realizing it for myself, and like, I started seeing it. And I think that's kind of what all three of us have witnessed as well.
Yeah, I think we picked up on tips and tricks throughout the years of like, oh, okay, when we're on a first date and before the appetizers have even come, they ask, is your dad Sylvester Stallone? I mean, the stories are crazy. I've had a guy.
I bet.
I've had a guy bring a resume on a
date. No. For real?
I have three great ones. I got a resume once, a headshot, and a script.
And no, they were all dinner,
so I was stuck. I was like, gosh darn it, this is horrible.
I've got the question of like, could I beat your father in like a boxing match or something? I go, what do you want me to say? Like, yeah, you can beat up my father.
Right.
That's so, no, I know. So stupid.
The trick is that just don't bring it up to like the third date.
And then how was the script? Was it well written?
No, it was awful. I said, Sly, you would wipe your butt with it. You would consider reading.
But you did read it.
She read it though.
I had to.
I mean, I would be kind of interested.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Ollie.
Yeah. So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and you throw a lot of parties.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really. I mean, you've got your core group of friends.
I do throw a lot of
you
parties.
You do throw a lot of parties.
I love a party.
You need a signature cocktail that's ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's also actually nice to have a signature cocktail that's ready to go when you don't have a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just nice to have something in your fridge and you get home from work and you just want to drink.
This is true.
But you know why I like this brand of tequila?
Let me guess. Can I guess? Female founded.
Yes. I love a female founded spirit because there aren't that many of us. I know.
And 21 so, Seeds makes the most delicious and easiest margaritas ever. They're smooth. They're fresh. They taste amazing. And they're not too sweet.
No.
I do not like sweet.
They're not overly sweet.
Yeah. And they're infused with real juice.
Yes. I love women. I love supporting women. So.
Two sisters, one friend.
Listen, if you love tequila, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It's a fun time of year because everybody's starting to gear up. You've got spring break happening soon. You've got summer happening soon. Everybody's thinking about their vacations. My number one source for where I might even go in the world, Airbnb. I've got spring break. I'm shooting. I only have 4 days. Where am I going to go? I go on Airbnb and that usually is like, oh, there's a good house. I love that. Let's stay there. If you are someone who travels a lot or even has an empty room in your house, consider hosting on Airbnb. It's a lot easier than you might think, and it's also a great way to make some extra income. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into some rapid fires.
Yeah.
This is so fun. I can't wait to watch now.
I know, me too.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm excited.
Yay.
By the way, plug it really quickly, like when it's on, where it's on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Family Stallone is on Paramount Plus. You can also watch it on MTV. It comes out, I believe, February 21st.
And, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
And we hope you guys like it. It's, yeah. We had a lot of fun making it, and second season we're obsessed with. So
yeah, we love it 10 times.
We're leaning a little bit more into dating and the boys.
We're biased because we love the fam.
Aww. That's right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to watch the first season.
I can't believe they never did a Tango and Cash 2.
Oh yeah. We always say that. We love
like,
that.
Like talk
one.
About the best movie that to be great. Able to do a number 2. They could even have done it with like, you know,
they should do it now.
Honestly, he would.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine they reunite.
I love
it. Oh, that'd be so great.
That'd be amazing.
He would. I'm telling you, like Sistine just said, he loves a reboot of things and he thinks it's to like lean into the older,
well,
like, different.
Pitch it to your dad and tell him to call Kurt.
Yeah.
Just say you should do, say well, you're on our podcast, you should do Tango and Cash too.
I think we're all in the, we're brewing something up.
Yes,
here, okay?
Yeah.
It happen. All
we're
of us are
singing.
Everyone heard it here first.
That's right.
Okay, ready? Who's the best cook?
Me.
Scarlett. Okay. You're robbing a bank.
No.
Who's the getaway car? Who's the mastermind? And who's actually robbing the bank?
Getaway car, Steen's mastermind.
I'm the mastermind plotting it because I'm not going inside. I think I would pick up the layout. I would have all the blueprints. Scarlett would actually, I think, be the one. Would you rob? I think you would rob because you're a little
bit. No, I would rob. I have them as well. So Steen, you would be the driver because you hate every single one of us driving.
I'm a bad passenger princess. I would have to be driving.
Yeah. Great.
I love it.
Yeah.
This does make sense. It's always the right personality profile.
It does.
The bank robbing thing.
True.
Okay. Favorite movie growing up?
Ooh. Okay. This sounds so weird, but I love Singing in the Rain.
That's nothing weird about that at all.
It's not cheesy. I don't know
why. It's not cheesy. Oh my God. That is not cheesy. There's some of the best like production design, costume design of all time.
I just
some
love of the great. I just love like when every time I look it up, there's so much more backstory to every single thing that happens. And I find that so cool. It's almost like a reality show behind the scenes of the drama with the actors.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also check out that wardrobe. It's like, it's like really on another level. Yeah. Like the, that costume designer was just incredible.
So, yeah. Mine's much darker. I have two. One my mom showed me. It's now my favorite, and my dad showed me. My favorite movie growing up was Gia, starring Angelina Jolie. My mom showed me that one. Again, so dark. Maybe it was too dark. But, and then Sly showed me Silence of the Lambs, which is still one of my favorite movies.
Incredible movie.
Both awesome.
Yeah.
Both incredible movie. Both great. Yeah. Very polar opposite.
Scarlet Rose.
Little Woman and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Hey!
Wow!
Yes!
Yeah.
I love getting in on that. First celebrity. Okay, you want? You can ask.
No,
first
celebrity crush. I was literally going to ask that exact question. First celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush. First one. God, if it wasn't a Jonas brother, maybe it was Justin Bieber or.
Mine was Peter Pan, but he was animated.
Peter Pan, the animation Peter Pan.
He was hot then.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
He was hot. He's getting older now, though. So.
I think mine was Justin Bieber. I feel like that was
Bieber.
I think Bieber. Yeah.
The Biebs?
It's very funny because I think now our celebrity crushes as we're older is so different.
Of course.
Who are your celebrity crushes now?
Sophia just ran into hers on the street the other
day. Well, it's Callum Turner. I don't know if you guys have heard that. Kid that's just up and coming, I guess.
He's dating Dua Lipa right now.
He's dating Dua Lipa.
Oh, right.
He's like an English actor.
Got it.
But then Sistine's is very random.
See, mine are both married. So respectfully, my crushes are Roman Reigns from WWE.
No, you did not just say that.
I don't even know who that is.
He's like a huge
He has like a Jason Momoa look. He's very handsome. And then I love Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy.
I like scary looking.
Yeah.
Characters.
Yeah. Wow.
She does love the characters.
I
like the characters.
I can't wait to watch your dating on the show.
Jeez. Nothing like that. Like,
God, send her to a wrestling match.
What about you, Scarlett? Who's your? I know you have a boyfriend, but who would be your current?
Yeah, I would say my boyfriend for sure.
Oh.
You're too scared.
She's scared.
Yeah. By the way, I think I'm in love with Dua Lipa.
Like, who isn't?
No, but
I'm
like,
in love with Dua Lipa.
No, but I think I'm like really in love with her, I think. I talked to my wife last night.
No,
I talked to my wife last night because I told her, and I'm being completely 100% serious, that if she ever had the opportunity to have sex with Brad Pitt, who's still sexy at 50 plus years old, 60.
50. Yeah. 60.
He's 60. Like, I would say, go ahead. It's too good of an opportunity. I wouldn't be jealous. I'd be like, go. I mean, I would
really?
Love for you 100%. That's really
support.
Would.
That's
and
that's
I would honestly be more.
Your insecurity would be so
no,
off the chart after
because
that.
I am extremely handsome. I make love way better than him for sure.
Confidence.
Yeah. So I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
I'm just saying that I think that you after.
No, not with Brad Pitt. No, with Brad Pitt, it would be like, oh my God, how was it? How was the wiener? Like, how did it look? Was the wiener as like handsome as he is?
So I figured that you're kind of, you know, warming her up saying, if you had the chance with Brad, totally fine.
Yes.
But Dua Lipa came up.
This is it. Watching her on the Grammys, I said, babe, like, I can I get that with Dua Lipa? Can I like be like a true get out of jail free card for if it was to ever happen?
Yeah, it's a hall pass. Yeah.
And she's like, okay, so. But she has a boy. Is she married to this guy?
No, they just started dating.
Because we can call. We can talk to Sarah too.
Oh my God, Oliver!
What?
This is no.
Plotting already.
Oh, this is terrible.
It's so funny.
What's terrible about it? We're a non-monogamous species to begin with. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I mean, this is true.
This is true. You know, we're societally now, though, we have come together and, you know, you have to stay with your partner and be faithful, which is great.
Well, you don't have to, but you choose to.
So why not each get one thing? You know?
I mean, if that's if that's the deal you make with your partner.
Yeah, you and Danny have that deal. You know, just one.
God, I don't even know.
Are you willing to say right now who your one would be if Danny said it would be okay?
I honestly, like, I don't have that. Because I just...
What about like Carrot Top?
Like Carrot Top. I don't have that because I, you know, I mean... I know.
You can't say it.
I can't, no, it's not even I can't say. I guess it's like...
Kids, like, I've already had sex with everybody.
No.
No.
We'll talk about it later. I
couldn't even imagine who's Danny's other would
be. Do you have one, Danny? I mean, would you have one in your mind? No.
It could have
zero?
Been.
Zero?
Dua Lipa's pretty hot.
Dua Lipa.
I think Dua Lipa has captured everybody's after the Grammys.
Yeah.
You know? I would literally just tell my boyfriend, like, babe, I think you are the hottest person on the planet. Like, that you're the, and Tom Hardy, of course, but like, you are also just like so.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's sexy, too.
Yeah, he's sexy. I just like the roughness of it. Also,
Yeah.
It's like in The Revenant, the non-blinking, that crazy eyes. He gets those crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the crazy eye.
Is always hot.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
All right, wait, we didn't finish this. Okay, if you guys were all in jail, who would be your first phone call?
All three of us?
All three of you. You have one phone call.
Probably my mom. It's only the number I memorized. Yeah. So it's just Jennifer.
So mom.
I would honestly, the first person I thought of is Sly. Like, that was the first person I would call.
Would he be cool or would he be angry?
Do you call your dad Sly?
Yeah. Sometimes.
You don't call him dad.
I call him Sly or Sliger, like Sliger the Tiger. That's his phone call doc name on that thing.
That's so crazy. Like, I just watched Rocky 2 like 3 nights ago. Not even on purpose. It was just on the thing. I was like, click.
Meant to be.
God, it's fucking good.
Who's the funniest?
Ooh. I think I'm the funniest, but I don't think they're going to agree with that.
That's just not true.
I think Sistine's pretty funny. I think she has very dry.
I think Sistine can come up with the best. Like, she's just personally funny. I just have too dry.
You guys are all funny. You can tell. Leah, tell you guys are all funny.
Okay. Last question, you ask it.
So it's a two-part question. Okay. If you could take one thing from either sister that you admire, that you wish that you had for yourself.
More of that you had, quality,
what would it be? And then on the flip side of that, if you could alleviate something from your sister to take that away to make their life a little bit better, what would it be?
I would really want to know what you guys want from me.
Oh, Scarlett, I'll start with you, actually. Okay. What I would alleviate from Scarlett is she's a little bit scatterbrained sometimes. So when it comes to scheduling and timing, she is all over the place. So she's a little disorganized. What I admire about Scarlett and what I would take for myself is your willingness to find the fun in any situation, and you're very carefree, and you're not an overthinker, which is something I am. So I like
that. Amazing.
Sophia,
I like that.
Yeah. So
I would alleviate your anxiety and your constant self-doubt because you are so smart, which is something I would take from you. You're very consistent and you know what you want, and you're very driven. So I would take that.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was good and concise. Almost like you got the question prior to being asked.
I know. That was really well said.
That was good. Yeah.
For Scarlett, I'll start with you. I think I would take away the same thing that Sistine said. I think the one thing Scarlett has a problem with is pretty much like sticking to one thing. She's a little bit scattered brain. She'll kind of go.
I'm very like ADHD. Yeah. I love doing 10 things at once, but then like forgetting all 9 of them and just like, I don't know why.
But I will say I would take from her
her young soul. Like, she's always super vibrant and she's really goofy and she leans into things that she loves. She's very expressive. Like, she will do fashion risks that I will never do because she's confident in them. And I just wish I could be more like that. And I think with Sistine, what I would take away from you is that she's really hard on herself too. And I think that she doesn't realize how incredible she is as a human being. And she always doubts about guys and friends and things. Like, she's such a well thought out, amazing person. I would think I'd take what I would want from her is her ability to kind of just like take over a room. Like, she will be the first person that people look at when she walks in just because of her energy. And yeah, so
thanks. That was so nice.
Amazing.
My turn, Sophia. I would take away your overthinking sometimes because you are an overthinker. What I would take from you is your singing voice. She's an amazing singing voice.
Ooh.
And I can't sing, and I did musical theater in college, and let's just say it did not work out. But anyways, I'm not going to be starting on Broadway anytime soon. Sistine, I would say the same thing. Like, she also is kind of an overthinker and she's very hard on herself, like Sophia said. And what I would take from her is like she's honestly like so on it when it comes to like talking, or like she's very witty and she can come up with the best lines on the spot. So I would always love to have like the last line, the last thing to say that people are like, wow, that was good. Right. But that's not me. That's Sistine.
So. Right. Oh, this is great.
I love it. Well, thank you guys. This was awesome. Coming and talking to us.
Season three, don't forget.
Two.
Maybe, I know I'm saying four, season three, this whole mall setup could be good.
Yes. I love it.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.